Okay, in theory, we are live, recording, and not muted.
Yay!
Thank you for the audio check. Hello, and welcome to Hit an Abyss, Episode 7. This is a homebrew Dungeons & Dragons campaign setting. My name is Crash, I will be your DM for the evening. And tonight we have a full house. Actually, we've got everyone here, so it's a fuller house than usual. And now we're going to get sued by whoever owns the rights to that now. Going through the list of awesome people we have with us tonight, we have Chris, we have Tom, we have Ellie, we have Io, we have Jen, we have this guy also known as Eric, and we have Matt.
I can confirm, by the way, that we're coming through on Twitch.
Wonderful. And insert disclaimer here, Eric is Puerto Rican, so his over-the-top accent is something that when he does it, it's not racist. I will not attempt
it. I have no idea what you're talking about.
I did not attempt it when I was NPCing his character last week for this exact reason.
I did.
No. We understand, Tom. You got the card. It's all good.
Tom's character may or may not be evil.
Oh, he is certainly chaotic.
Yes.
Oh, no. So there's a high chance that it's evil.
Wait, who?
Tom's new character.
I can't remember who Tom is. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you said you were chaotic neutral.
He's probably
chaotic.
If saying you're chaotic neutral puts a healthier spin on your alignment. So the way this campaign is going, either your character is someone who at this point is beginning to scare the DM, or you just haven't been playing your character long enough for that to happen. But there is character development. Speaking of which, what happened last week was you kind of left town after, like, the usual...
We messed up!
Yes, mistakes were made. You are correct. So what is stereotypical in a D&D campaign is you go into a town in the middle of the night, discover they have a problem, solve the problem. They are very grateful. They give you what meager rewards they have. You say, oh, thank you very much. Take the treasure you got from the big bad and then move on to the next town. You killed a town elder who... to be fair, was attacking you at the time. And then one of you has a character that was tipped off that perhaps the deity that they worshipped was very real and going to be coming by for a reckoning. You decided to leave town. It was a wise decision that followed many not wise decisions. But, you know, these things happen. And no one died. In the party. We will not talk about anyone else. So
also, Raelith decided to be a bagpipe god.
That's right.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I think that may have been one of the mistakes that was made.
I didn't think it was a mistake. I thought it worked out perfectly, just like I planned it.
Yes, bagpipes were used, I forgot about this, thank you for reminding me, bagpipes were used as an intimidation tactic, and they worked. They worked incredibly well. All right, so Mazir, you made a friend last session, and... oh... I have said before that I enjoy greatly the animated GIF feature in Discord, and this is exactly what it's been made for. I love that this is an audio broadcast, so no one can see this.
That's wonderful.
The emoji. Oh, the emoji. Okay, moving on. Mazir, you made a friend, apparently, who believes you serve the same master they serve. There was some talk while you were invisible about the mighty falling and how your new mistress appreciates watching the stories of people rise high and then fall low, tragic endings. And apparently one had been brewing in that town for a while with the help of your new friend. Now, this acquaintance of yours has not really given their name, and they're not going to be following you the entire way. They were kind of hanging off the back end of the cart, invisible, for a little while on your way out, because, you know, getting out of town was a good idea, all things considered. Yeah. But they didn't feel like hanging off the back of the cart for their entire journey to wherever you were going. They gave you a suggestion about what direction to head in if you wanted to get out of this area, and suggested that a town you would have to go through along the way would give you more guidance, as it was a town that they stopped in before they came to the one that you met them in. And then they're gone.
Well, I will direct our cart to that town.
Okay. We're going to fast travel there.
Are we still in the cart that we stole from Adrelanka?
Was I ever able to steal a loot?
No, you did not have time to loot a loot.
Okay.
Sorry.
We'll find one in the next town.
We're going to reach the end of this campaign. Everyone's going to be level 20. And Amaro will be like, but is there a loot here? Well, you find a store dedicated to making the best of all loots. Remember that ancient dragon you killed? It landed on it.
I don't know why you want to loot. My singing voice is extraordinary.
It's to accompany you, Amaro.
Yes, it's totally to accompany you. By the way, Raylith, if you could play the bagpipes just a little bit louder.
This character doesn't know anything about that. Remember, it's a 12-year-old girl.
That now it is.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Bagpipes? What bagpipes?
And Bryn failed a insight check and entirely believes that this is a 12-year-old girl with a tragic past in the town, and has therefore spent, like, the entire travel time here attempting to adopt her in addition to the kid she's already adopted.
We were a traveling orphanage now.
That's what I was thinking. Anka's kind of dismayed at how many children we're collecting.
And the first orphan died. That was Ratbreath. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Orphan.
You're either going to have, like, you're going to open up an orphanage in the capital city of De Perfecto or something, or this is going to end up being like a Pokemon game where you got to catch them all, and that's where you would end up living long enough to become the villain. All right, so it takes you a day or two, with the rain kind of sometimes letting up, kind of sometimes getting more severe, but it never really truly stops, unfortunately. But a day or two later, you have reached the outskirts of a town. The rain is, at this point, there's just enough drops for you to realize that it's still a thing. Like, oh, it might be clearing up. And then a drop lands right in the middle of your face when you're looking up. That kind of rain. But it's very, very foggy in this area. So as you enter this town, you can see maybe a 20 feet ahead of you, but at the 20-foot mark, things are very vague and indistinct. It is, at this point, by the way, maybe an hour or two after dawn. And Ellie is distracting people in Discord chat again.
Sorry. Well, if it's an hour or two before dawn, I'm still asleep.
Not after dawn. Hour or two after dawn.
Oh, after dawn.
Yes. After? Okay.
You know, I feel like Bryn sort of varies between either being the most annoyingly chipper morning person ever and being asleep till, like, afternoon because she was trying to work on spell research and she lost track of time. And so there's just a Bryn in the back of the cart using a spellbook as a pillow.
I welcome you.
Hi, everybody. I made coffee. Day two. Let me sleep.
Day three. You weren't awake for the coffee, so I drank all the coffee. Would you like some coffee? I can make more coffee.
Basically, yeah.
Well, Mazir is probably asleep. given that she does her best work at night.
I just flipped a coin and Bren is awake.
Okay.
And then, chipper.
Then I'm going to guess that Bryn is the one steering the cart, considering her affinity for the horses that have been pulling it this entire time.
Yep.
Have you named the horses?
Absolutely. They are...
You know what, Tom? I wouldn't be angry if they got called Dolly and Dot, but they're not, in fact, llamas. So...
All right.
I wouldn't be mad. It's okay. We can ask about the names later if you're showing them.
I'm sorry. I got to the thing, and then my brain suddenly realized that it knows no names ever.
Okay. But you know what? I tend to not pick names until I've researched everything heavily.
So I guess we're coming into town on a couple of horses with no name.
We'll name them Dasher and Dancer with the anticipation that we'll get six.
We've been collecting children. Why not horses?
Well, it is canon that in the D&D universe, there is in fact a dragonborn paladin named Dhanar Blitzen.
We genuinely just sound like a merry band of kidnappers.
Well, in fairness...
You do have a collection of orphans that is growing. One per town so far.
Oh, wow, that's true.
Merry band of kidnappers.
Going through town on horses with no name.
At least it's not a desert.
It does feel good to get out of the rain.
That's waiting for somebody to come up with that part.
Except you're not.
Yeah. Well, we could try to get out of the rain if we can find an inn.
I've actually been through the desert on a camel with no name. Does that count for something?
Wait. I know how to find an inn. Let's all split up. And then by the law of D&D, we'll all meet in an inn.
There we go.
Yes, but then rocks will fall and kill the entire party.
That's the law of something positive.
But only after someone uses a magic missile to attack the darkness, which was summoned by a gazebo.
I don't even know magic missile.
Too many memes.
They're older memes, but they check out.
So what is the actual plan?
I guess I could cast sleep on the darkness.
Okay, then the plan is to find an inn. And get these kids out of the rain.
Before they catch themselves in the morning.
But I think we all know who, which one of us would be rolling the dice to see if he's getting drunk. And the answer would be yes.
I'm a dwarf. I don't get drunk. Mildly entertaining is perhaps the best phrase we use.
It's okay. I fight better drunk.
I believe
no,
that.
You really don't. Actually, wait, no. You managed to land the last hit.
So maybe you do. Okay, so you're going to go look for an inn?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
We haven't really had a good track record with that so far, but this time we'll probably do better.
Okay.
Maybe let's not.
Yeah, maybe let's stick together and see how that goes.
This time I'm going to stay with the kids.
Good decision. Has the 12-year-old girl formerly known as Raylith given people a name?
No one's asked.
Bryn has absolutely asked in the intervening travel time.
She said Katie.
All right.
Thank you for taking me out of that place. Yes, yeah. She's pretty quiet. She probably just stays near Bryn.
Aww.
How sweet. I'm sure that there's no evil intentions whatsoever.
Nothing yet, but a formula is being coming together. So.
Wait a minute. She's 12 years old, right? Or she appears 12? Yes. So the age group I teach, she could totally be evil. Okay. Moving on.
Yeah.
Is it bad that every time I get next to Katie, the back of my hair stands up? I'm just saying.
That might be me. I'm sorry.
You might want to check your pockets, too. So.
Insight check.
Go ahead. You're never going to get off this cart, you realize.
12-year-old girl, I would like to try and direct us towards an inn.
Yep, completely have no idea what's going on.
Ellie, what have you done with your name now? Lee! Okay, moving on. All right, so looking for an inn. Someone give me a perception check at advantage because you're all looking, but I don't want to deal with 25,000 people rolling at once.
So it's 17 plus 6. Someone do maths.
23.
Thank you.
What bonus do you have to make those rolls be a... I'm looking at Ellie's rolls and hearing Chris.
But no, okay. She mathed for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So here's what happens. You don't find an inn right away. I'm going to say that if you want to keep looking for it in, you're going to find it with roll of a 23. But I'm going to assume that you stop looking at least for a little while when you find what you do find. Which is a few dead bodies in the road.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I don't want to see it.
I had the children's eyes.
Rinnam reaches up and puts a hand over Katie's eyes.
This is madly inconvenient.
Is someone going to wake? Is someone going to wake Mizir?
Someone,
I'm going to go and examine the bodies.
Okay.
I'm going to wake Mizir because she's probably able to handle this better than some of us.
You should go sit in the cart, and I'm going to take a look at this, okay?
Oh, hey, what's up?
Bodies in the road.
Did I put them there?
I don't think so. I think they predated our arrival.
Whew.
Let's check and see if they have anything.
Okay.
Any mark?
Okay. Yeah, I'll clamber out and start looking.
All right, so you clamber out and do an investigation check.
Bryn has a passive investigation of 19, if that helps. I don't know what passive investigation is actually used for. I don't know how you passively investigate.
While they're rummaging the bodies, I want to check to see how they do.
Bryn, it basically means that you're the doctor.
I think it's a little late for a doctor.
Okay, so Eric rolled a 1. He's fairly certain that one of them is still breathing and he can save them if he performs CPR.
This particular one
that he thinks he can save is currently impaled with a very nice looking sword to a wall with the blade going through their neck.
I swear, I haven't been drinking yet.
What are you doing?
Yet.
He's
got an 18, I got a 23.
Okay. All three of the bodies that you find appear to be dressed in more common garb, so your assumption is that they are local townsfolk. The sword, like I said, is rather ornate looking. It is a long sword with a rather fancy hilt. There's a few gems embedded in it.
Why would someone leave that behind?
Are they all pinned to a wall?
No, one of them is pinned to a wall by the sword. The other two are on the ground. They have various puncture marks all over them and bruises. And not all the marks look like they were made with this blade.
Okay. Are we able to determine how long they've been dead or roughly?
Maybe a day or two.
Who's got a strength that's better than 9?
You need my help? I can help you with that.
All right, Eric, will you pull the sword out and clean it off and put it in the cart?
Oh, no problem. Let me see what I can do.
That'd be a strength athletics check.
Does the road look overly traveled?
Athletics? Okay, cool.
It's hard to tell because of all the rain and everything.
And based on the conversation I'm overhearing from the cart, I'm going to start singing lullabies or something to distract the children from this horrible thing that's happening right in front of them.
Okay, Eric, with a nat 20, you have successfully pulled the sword from the building. You are now crowned king of this small town.
Right, my king of this town. Yeah.
Nobody voted for you. They were, before now, they were an anarcho-syndicalist commune. But apparently now you're king, I guess. I don't know. Although, weren't you already royalty before?
Oh, I am. Well, I'm just representing Plantain down here, that's all.
Now you're royalty squared.
Okay, so with a mighty...
Or you have a colony.
With a mighty pull, you get the sword out of the wall, and it's no longer pinning the body to the wall, so it sort of just collapses in a heap on the ground next to the wall. There is
Longsword better than what Eric's currently carrying?
Yes. Whatever he's carrying, this sword is better.
I'm an axe wielder, so needs a sword.
If you're proficient in long swords, this is a sword.
I can use long swords, but strength.
Just going to take a look at all of this, and
yeah, I'll take the sword. Whenever
see if there's anything about these people that might explain why someone would want to kill them with an extremely fancy sword.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to require you to roll since you said your passive investigation is 19.
Yeah.
So, Time Lord, you've never seen someone who is technically unimportant, but you don't see anything on these individuals that looks like they were asking you to be killed. And looking over the bodies, you find that all three of them do have coin purses on them with like 4 or 5 copper on each one of them. If you were so inclined to loot the bodies, you would have like 15 copper total. But they didn't have anything stolen from them, and the sword itself was more valuable than all their belongings put together. So this wasn't for financial gain.
Well, it's not like this is any kind of robbery. Yeah?
Can you help me with something? I'm going to put this to my side. When I pose with it, does it make me look fat? I'm trying to figure it out.
Yes, you look fat.
You look tall.
Okay, that's fine. As long as it accentuates my arms, I'm okay. What kind of sword is this, by the way?
It's a long sword.
It's the sword of 1,000 truths.
By the way, with the high investigation checks, this sword's been out in the rain for 2 days. There's not a spot of rust on it. It is probably magical in some way, shape, or form.
That sword is magical, and you should hand it to me so I can cast Identify.
Ooh, okay.
Sword is going to be taller than Bryn.
It's a long sword, probably, yeah.
I'm just going to take this into the cart, and I'm going to spend 11 minutes casting Identify.
Okay. I'm going to spend those 11 minutes going around and finding someone who knows what happened.
Okay.
Now the kids are something interesting to watch that isn't as terrifying as everything else they've experienced.
Hey, check out this really cool sword. That red stuff there is magic marker.
Rust.
Magic marker.
Rust.
Well, I told Eric to clean it before he did anything.
Oh, that's true. That is true. Okay, so Mazir, you said you were going to go looking. Where do you go look?
Yes. Nearby buildings.
Nearby buildings. Okay. First nearby building you go to. The door is locked.
I will knock.
There is no answer.
Okay. I'll keep going 3 doors down in every direction.
I see what you did there. Okay. Most of the doors in this town seem to be locked. You do come to one eventually that's like you're just out of sight of the cart. You know which direction the cart is in, but if you didn't know it was in that direction, you wouldn't be able to see any sign of it. You do find a door that is not a door because it is a jar.
Well, I knock on the jar.
Okay. You knock on the jar and it opens up, and it's the typical Hollywood horror movie creak that goes on for like 20 seconds.
Okay.
Eric, I'm upset with you and you have inspiration.
Hello, anybody home?
You don't hear a response.
I creep inside.
Okay. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. You do not have dark vision, or do you have the ability to see in the dark?
I'm finding that right now.
Okay. I don't think tieflings get it by default, but there are some warlock things that occasionally allow them to have dark vision on top of everything else.
Right. I do have dark vision.
I'm sorry, I'm just mesmerized by the Carlton gif. Can't look away.
Stop looking at it.
It's just right there. Okay. He's just so charismatic with that smile, but never mind. So it is quite dark in here. There's no light sources, even though there are candles and stuff out. And as you poke around, you see that it is a two-room dwelling with a front common area with a large table in the middle of it. And this room be used for pretty much everything except sleeping, with a back room that has a double-wide bed and a closet and whatnot. But you don't see any sign of people in it.
Okay. Oh, and yeah, I don't get the Eldritch whatever until next level.
That is a very concerning statement.
What, I don't get the Eldritch whatever until next level?
Yes, the Eldritch whatever. Ominous.
Is there anything valuable lying around?
Investigation check.
9 says if there is, I don't see it.
Okay. So I can't find this GIF, and I was looking for it. But back when The Simpsons was funny, they did a parody of The Shining where there's a lightning strike, and then Marge sees that there's been words written all over all the walls. You notice that the walls have things written on them.
All work and no. Oh, was all work and no
beer,
play,
no
home
TV,
or something,
make
something.
Home or something.
Yeah,
something.
Sorry, sorry.
He's working on a title.
Something, something. Dark Side.
What's written on the walls?
A lot of stuff. Some of it seems to overlap. It's not the same thing written over and over again.
Yikes! I am gonna.
Thank you, Eric. That's it. This is less encouraging. I forgot that was her line. Can we just talk about that wonderful panning that they do for that animation? That is expertly done.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
This is exactly what Mizir sees in regards to aesthetics.
If the door hasn't slammed shut, I'm going to go... wait for Bryn to be done, and then drag her back to the house.
Okay. So, Bryn?
Yes?
You have successfully finished casting Identify.
Yes.
You're fairly sure that the sword is a +1. I said something while I had OBS in the foreground, and that means no one can hear me except the stream. You have successfully cast Identify, and... you're fairly certain that the sword is a +1. There's something else going on. Give me an investigation check. I know, okay. Even with your natural 19.
Yes, I will find my skills and score and 23.
Okay, well, it's only
a
23.
In fact, I got a 19 on the die.
You are fairly certain that the sword is not cursed.
All right.
Your suspicion that it would be cursed is equal to the level of paranoia that you normally have as a former student of a necromancer. But let's not get into that. But there's something else besides the +1, but the identify spell isn't latching onto it.
It's very good at being a sword, and it's not cursed, and there's something else, and I'm not sure what it is, but it's not.
So if I swing it, it's not going to kill me, is it? I hope not.
Unless you swing it really badly.
Oh, but my form is just perfect. Every time I swing a sword, people just take a look and they gander and love everything.
Pointy end towards the enemy.
And so, yes. So we have... I'm trying to remember. Amara is a cleric. Ulfgar is a wizard.
Yep. I focus on abjuration.
And Bryn is a sorcerer.
No. Wizard.
Okay.
Right. And Unka's a cleric, too.
Two wizards.
Okay,
two
I'm
going to
gather the clerics and the wizards.
You're gathering the clerics. All right, I'm going to ask... I'm going to ask Eric to watch the children for a minute so nothing happens to them, and I'll go follow Mazir.
Oh, no problem. I'm sure I can figure out some more dance moves to show them. They were very enthusiastic last time I did.
Should I also come along?
Yes, both wizards, both clerics.
All right.
Okay.
Here's the sword back. Don't stab anything unless it attacks you first. And Bryn follows along.
Tom has it right. This does sound like it's got to be clerical work. And
I didn't see that until now.
Yes. And because of that wonderful gem of insight, Raveth now has inspiration if she didn't already have it.
I think I already have it, but
yeah,
I don't think you spent it.
You can't take a second one. I think you threatened to spend it last time, but it didn't come down to it.
But thank you.
Oh, and we need a source of light.
I can cast light.
I can do that. Oh, I think we both just did it. We have extra light.
And make sure to cast it on Mazir's eyeballs to make sure that Mazir can really see very well.
Exactly.
So I'm just
going to leave them back to the house.
Cast on something. I don't know what. A rock. I'll pick up a rock and cast light on a rock. Here we are.
I did light on my short sword.
This is not my area of expertise. I'm hoping it's one of yours.
Let's take a look.
Okay, you step into the house and see the same scene out of a horror movie.
Oh, wow.
Someone was busy.
Yikes.
What language is it written in?
Ideal. That's really not ideal.
Yeah, can any of us read the language?
The parts that don't seem to overlap anything do appear to be words in common. The only thing that makes it difficult to read what's written is because they didn't bother to really care about if something had been written there before. They wrote something else.
Well, let's
I guess he died when he was writing it.
Let's take a look at all this.
I will assist with the looking.
Okay. Give me an investigation check at advantage because there's assisting going on.
All right, I shall do so.
This beyond my ken. Something not right here.
What is this written in? Like what? Is it paint? Tell me it's paint.
I will let you know when I see the roll.
Not roll that right.
Because I'm including that in the roll.
Mm-hmm.
Strawberry jam. It was written in strawberry jam.
Oh, well.
At least that's what you're going to tell Katie. And then she'll go and lick it, I'm sure. But never mind.
Oh, no.
No.
Raspberry!
Only one force in the universe would dare give you the raspberry.
Wow.
Lone Star!
I rolled a 2 and a 4. And so
okay.
We have 8.
You are fairly sure that they are words of some kind, and they were written with a wide variety of media. You know it's a wide variety because they're different colors.
I'm not making it out real well here.
Can I take a look?
Sure.
Well,
but you're not rolling
here.
That advantage.
We're letting the 12-year-old look.
She's just going to creep in and take a look. So what is it?
She's kind of made her own decision on that, I think. So all right.
Is it investigation I'm rolling, or was it?
Yeah, investigation.
If you're sure, Katie.
I got a 13 plus 3 is 16.
Okay, so a lot of it just looks like total gibberish. None of it makes sense. Like, there's one line that says, the worm will eat the city. That makes no sense whatsoever.
Oh, no.
More than one spot has something where, and these are written in multiple hands. There's more than one person that's been in here writing. But the ravens, there's a lot of stuff about ravens. They're watching, they're waiting, they're insert name of verb here. They're get your mind out of the gutter.
Insert a word that should be a verb, but is using a word as a verb that should not be a verb.
The ravens are ravening.
Yeah.
The ravens are raving.
Yeah. Yeah. This looks like this is crazy people doing that.
Yeah, someone clearly lost their mind in here, or several someones, which is actually more concerning.
And there's another spot about something about a plantain. Like, isn't that a banana?
Something about plantains? What does that mean, anything to anyone?
I mean, I know how to grow one.
Isn't that what Mr. Eric said?
Yeah.
I'm sure he never talked about how awesome his homeland is.
No, never.
I mean, I might know how to grow one. We had someone come through town once who knew how to grow them, and I don't think any of the farming chat is relevant.
Look, I can tell you how wonderful, again, just in review. I can have pictures. I have a PowerPoint presentation.
Where's Peter? Did you bring him with, or is he still in the cart by himself?
He uses his sword, and he points powerfully. He has a collection of etchings of various scenes from Plantain that he carries with him in his pack, and he points at them.
Katie will wander back to make sure Peter's still there.
Okay, good. She's old enough to babysit. And she could yell if anything happens.
Or she might just tell him to leave.
Okay, Peter right, so the cart is very simple. It was a bit more complex, but a lot of the complex stuff was taken off when you went under a low bridge, so to speak. A portcullis, not all the way up, counts as a low bridge in this case, if you recall. It still has four walls along the side of it. It still has like the remainders of a hay bale on the bottom. Any gear that you aren't carrying with you, you've been storing in it. And it has two low benches that are on the left and right hand side. Peter is currently hiding underneath one of the two with Mutt.
She'll jump up and just sit next to him, hold his hand if he seems scared.
He does not extend his hand out from under the bench.
All right, then she'll leave him alone, then.
Mutt's scared. I'm trying to keep him safe.
He has a lot to be scared about. This is a bad place.
I know. Did you see the ghosts, too?
No. You see dead people?
I thought I did.
I want to know. Will you show?
Where are they? Can you see them now?
They were in the fog. They were in the fog.
I'll take a look at the fog if it's still there.
All right, perception check.
Okay. Are we all back at the cart?
I don't think so.
Ooh, 19 plus 2. I got a 21.
Okay.
I will have escorted Katie back to the cart since there's nothing more I can do in the house.
Okay.
So with that roll, I got good news and bad news. You notice...
I cannot hear you at all.
Hello?
I can hear you, but...
Oh, gotcha. You're all really something right now. Let me...
Okay. While Ia's dealing with technical difficulties.
Nope, you're still...
Oh, no, you're all better now. You were all really warbly for a while.
Yeah, lag.
Oh, now you're doing better.
Okay.
Okay, so when it catches up, I'll sound like I'm talking very fast, but it's probably just the lag reverting itself. No, that's
too much coffee, man.
I got that reference. So to back up, with a roll as high as that, the good news is you see everything. The bad news is you see everything. And when a little child is scared of ghosts in a creepy town where you already have seen several murders and a lot of creepy words written on a wall in a deserted building, every shadow looks like it is looming out to try to kill you. But you don't see anything moving.
So I don't see anything moving, but it's very scary looking. More scary than looking than it did before. Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's the ambiance that's doing it.
Okay. Okay. She will try to get Mazir's attention and just point to where she's looking. There's something wrong over there.
Okay. I will make a perception check.
Go ahead. You see fog.
I don't see it. Tell me about it.
There's shadows. They look like they're moving. Maybe somebody's trying to hide from us.
That could be. Nobody's in these houses. Or if they are, they're very good at being quiet.
Yeah, I just feel like we're being watched.
I'll go.
I always feel like somebody's watching me. You have no privacy.
Is there a way we can
you lagged.
Is there a way we can light up that area? Like, can those magic people do something?
I pull out a bronze coin, cast light on it, and toss it over.
Okay, you have bright fog. It's like turning your high beams on when you're driving through fog.
I was just thinking that, yeah. So it's I really come out of the house and the bright light is over there, and I'm like, oh god, who's done this? We are now a beacon for whatever's out here.
So the trickster domain, cleric, just without intentionally doing it, pranked the other cleric.
Yeah.
So
Rin's also going to stick her head out. Oh, sorry, what was Ellie saying? I worried this thing.
How far away did you see the shadows?
About how far was it? About like 20 feet, did you say?
You can't see anything beyond 20 feet, and right around the 20-foot mark, there was a dark shape looming out. That thing that looks like, now that you look at it more closely, looks like a tree before was probably an evil monster that was there to eat you.
Oh, of course, yeah. She doesn't want to leave Peter by himself.
I've got a really, really stupid idea.
Mm-hmm. Tell.
That just might work.
I give Mazir a strange look. Suspicious.
What?
I'm going to get about 5 feet closer, maybe 10 feet closer.
To what?
To wherever.
Yeah, the spot. I guess.
Okay.
To wherever Katie saw the shadows.
Okay.
Yeah, this is me possibly wasting a spell slot.
If it ends up with a good story, it's not technically a waste.
I'm going to cast Silent Image of a fogless street in that 15-foot cube with me at the outer edge of it.
I see where you're going with this. And this amuses me. I'm going to ask you to make an Arcana check.
10.
Okay. So here's what happens. And I'm not going to require an additional roll. I'm just going to tell you. You create this illusion of a fogless street. And there's no fog in the illusion. The fog that you know is there is not there so far as you perceive it. Because the illusion is that the fog is gone. And then you very quickly realize that the illusion of this street is exactly how you wanted the street to look. The buildings that you see on the street are not the buildings that actually exist. They are illusionary buildings that you have created with the spell. So in one regard, it was 100% a success. But everything is an illusion. Nothing is real. There is a large man in a trench coat holding a red pill and a blue pill wearing sunglasses standing next to you. He is also an illusion.
An illusion. What are you hiding?
And the Frogurt is also cursed.
Okay, I'll dismiss the spell then.
Okay.
Is there any laying around?
I'm sorry?
Is there any rocks kind of laying on the ground there?
Yeah, I've already picked one up and cast light on it.
Katie's going to get out and just throw a rock.
Okay.
See if she can hit whatever was looking at.
Okay. You hear the rock hit a few cobblestones.
All right.
For anyone who cares to RP this, and it There's no rolls required. It's totally what you want to do with your character. If you were getting overly paranoid, you could say that Mazir casting the illusion spell of a clear street is the equivalent of turning the lights on in a bedroom when you're a little child, and it's, you feel less creeped out. But that's up to you.
As long as there's not a bug on the floor. Creeped out.
Yeah, Bryn's still creeped out. Okay. Chip, could you maybe sniff around? See if there's anything you can smell around at least?
Chip makes the cutest of little rat noises.
Thanks.
And then scurries off. Chip comes back.
Should I roll a smell-based investigation check for him?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, I will... Oh, it's perception he has advantage on, but he...
In this case, I would count it as the same thing. So yeah, go ahead and roll your perception check. What would be revealed with a perception check.
All right.
Otherwise, he'd be coming back and I'd be saying, okay, so he's discovered the big bad. They have the following stats and weaknesses. So Chip scurried off into the fog and then scurried back. And because he's your familiar, I will say that he is able to communicate with you in some way, shape, or form that there are more than 3 dead bodies in this town. You are currently wearing your surprised face.
There's more dead bodies around. He smells them.
He checked more than one building. He didn't go in them. Well, he went into some of them, but there are dead bodies in several of the buildings nearby.
A lot of the buildings have dead people in them.
This may be one of those towns that we should just burn.
I don't think we can just set a town on fire. I mean, we can, but we shouldn't. Well, I'm not sure we can. It's raining.
Well, that's a good point. But I mean, if there's nothing in this town except for the dead,
and you,
it might be a blessing. Well, and us. But, yeah.
And maybe whoever owned that sword.
I think we need to make sure that nobody undead is around.
What about possible disease? Did these townsfolk die from disease, or just were they all, was it all violence?
Well, the disease that killed them is the kind that opens up various wounds and that lets all their blood out.
Oh.
Yes. Painful.
Wait a minute. Well,
I believe that's called iron poisoning.
Yeah. A steel enema.
Oh, no, I don't need that imagery. Oh.
Oh,
you,
no.
Sir, are awarded no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Bad, Matt. Bad.
So like I said in chat, I'm about to give the DM a present.
Uh-oh. Oh, I have bad feelings. I'm getting bad vibes.
I got a bad feeling about
this. All the people have lost their blood.
The undead? Like zombies and vampires?
That's what I was thinking.
I don't believe they exist.
Hmm. You don't?
A Dracolich comes out and eats you. No.
Well, we know these three here seem to have
died from the undead exist.
As soon as Mazir says, I don't believe they exist, you all hear that sentence punctuated by the sound of a crow calling out.
When the crow calls out, startled, I turn undead.
Turn undead has no apparent effect in this situation, but if Amara didn't already have inspiration, I'd be awarding it.
Amara doesn't have inspiration.
Oh, I thought I gave it to her. Oh, well, she's got it now.
Well, they were mentioning undead, and that's what would be going around in her head, and the crow calls. It's like, oh, God, and it pops.
Look, they exist. I'm pretty sure they exist. I am not going to elaborate on that statement, but we should look and make sure that they don't exist here.
Mazir. I agree.
Well, there's none within 30 feet.
Well, if they had, they wouldn't be for long, now would they, if you turned undead?
Mazir.
Yes?
So, give me a religion check.
11.
You think
Oh, wait.
You had to come here for a reason. Your friend, your acquaintance, maybe a co-worker, depending, you're not quite sure about that particular relationship, said that you would gain insight here. You're not sure you've gained it yet.
Well, yeah, all my insight rolls have been really bad.
She's not wrong.
No. Although I think I've successfully awarded no fewer than 3 inspirations this session. So
yeah, but even when we're rolling an advantage, we're rolling poorly.
No, I'm not saying you should be spending them per se. I'm saying you're getting something out of this game mechanics wise, in addition to the RP value. So
I'm going to go ahead and prowl in the direction that Katie saw the shadow.
Okay. A dark shadow looms out with incredibly long arms and claws that stretch out into the sky, and it's a tree. It is definitely a tree.
Okay.
And there is a crow sitting in one of the branches, just sort of looking at you.
I also am going to cast Armor of Agathys.
Okay. The crow flies away.
All right, so.
That's Mazir 5 levels from now.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to cut out so many things in this recording where they're just referencing stuff that no one can see, so it makes no sense.
No one can see.
Or maybe I will leave them all in anyway. You know what? I said crow. I take it back. Retconning. It wasn't a crow. It was a raven.
It's even worse.
Large blackbird.
It's even worse.
It was a crow lobster.
It was a raven.
I'm going to look around a little and see if I can find any signs that someone's been raising undead.
Okay. I would say that's definitely actually, it could be either. I would accept an arcana or religion check.
I'm not... Oh, I am proficient in that. Yes, I am definitely proficient in arcana. It is Zeely who is not proficient in arcana. 22.
You don't see any signs that any of the corpses are undead. However, you're fairly certain that even the ones that you found first off that have been stabbed, there's something necrotic going on there. It's possible that they weren't killed outright with the stab wounds. They might have taken necrotic damage either before the stabs or afterwards.
Oh dear. Someone's been using necromantic spells around here.
They've been doing what?
Using necromantic spells.
Oh, that can't be good.
And I'm, considering that it was done to these corpses, that I'm going to say that they're not friendly.
Right. So, are they going to get up and walk then?
I don't know. I mean, I know some spells.
Oh, you don't know. That's not
look,
good.
Look, I'm sorry. All I know is that they were damaged with necrotic energy. And there's a necromantic spell that can do that where they will be getting up, but... And if someone's been casting that, then we are going to have a very bad day because they're a very powerful necromancer if they've been doing that. But,
I appreciate that Toll the Dead technically does necrotic
just
damage.
I was about to say that. I was going to say...
However,
with Bryn's backstory, totally understandable that Bryn is not going in that direction at all. Thinking, well, yeah, there's a lot of spells to do necrotic damage. It could have been anything. No, it's... Yeah, necromancer probably going to raise all the undead.
Amara doesn't know Bryn's backstory.
No.
Yes, but I love that this is the direction Bryn is going in. This is fantastic.
So,
I love this.
I mean, it's possible that they're going to get up, so that might
right. So
immediately, but
so our earlier conversation about burning the town down might not have been such a bad idea after all.
I mean, as a point, and I just hold a Toll the Dead action in my hand. I care, but I'm not raising creatures from the dead.
Yes, but you magic also aren't going around randomly murdering people. So most people that do necrotic damage and go around randomly murdering townsfolk are probably intending to make use of them.
Well, as a point, we don't actually know what the situation was here. Whoever attacked them might have been defending themselves. I'm just saying that we don't have all the information.
Whoever attacked them left that sword. And considering that there's no, or at least there isn't a fancy body around, right?
No, there's, you have not seen, and I'll say that yes, in your investigations, you found a few more bodies in various places. They are all townsfolk. They all have various wounds. Some of them are blunt. Some of them are bladed. Some of them are pokey pokey. Some of them are slashy slashy. Some of them don't seem to have any injuries on them at all. But no one looks finely dressed where they'd be wielding a fancy sword like this one.
I mean, did we not technically just kill a townsfolk?
Well, we didn't kill these.
Well, but that's my point. We are people who can defend themselves. Defend themselves against random townsfolk attacking. Literally just happened to us.
Well, we don't
none of these people have been carrying spell foci of any kind.
No, you did not find any of those.
None of these people have been carrying spell foci. No component pouches, no other foci, no crystals or anything. I don't think they're magic users.
Have magic to attack someone.
I will say that you have not investigated the large portion of this town. This town is situated not on the long road that goes all the way around Circulus, but on a road that goes directly to the long road. So it's fairly large so far as towns are concerned. And with the fog and everything, you haven't really gone more than 50 feet away from the wagon at any point.
Anyway, left their sword here, and their body isn't lying around here.
All I'm saying is we shouldn't be jumping to immediate, oh my god, do everything is terrible conclusions.
These you are really warbling. I cannot hear you at all. Well, I mean, I can hear you, but I can't understand you.
So, Amara, as soon as you say you shouldn't be jumping to any conclusions, you hear a raven cry to punctuate your sentence.
I can't hear you either. You're warbling a lot, too.
Everyone sounds clear to me.
Yeah.
You're really warbling.
Try disconnecting from the voice chat and joining again real quick. Sometimes that works for me.
Oh, you just cleaned up.
Hello?
Is that better?
Hello.
Still kind of, but better.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
That was better for me, too.
If the problem persists, I'll change which server we're connected to through Discord, the location of the server anyway, or I'll have Chris do it because he can do it faster than me, apparently. Because he's done it more than once. All right. So, quoth the raven, punctuation.
I'm getting a little sick of that.
I'm getting a little concerned about that. Oh my gosh, I have a great idea.
Okay.
I kill the bird?
No.
You know, it is odd, though. Don't
I cast detect
actually
thoughts on the raven.
Well, there we go. Okay.
You can't see the raven. Do you have to be able to see your target?
Oh.
Yeah, you have to be able to see the target.
Okay. Well, I can tell you know which direction the raven is in. You've only heard one raven calling.
I'm going to go look for the raven.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, Ellie in Discord chat has given a great idea. I was going to be suggesting it also, but Ellie beat me to it, so she gets credit. We are going to take a quick 5-minute break, and we'll be right back with more raven chasing adventures. That will be so, Raven. Yes. All right. We'll be back.
Or don't.
Or don't if you're already recording.
Yeah, I'm currently recording, so I'm not pushing the button again.
Duolingo, I already froze my streak today. You don't need to yell at me.
For those listening at home, earlier today, Crash forgot to press the record button, so we had to download the Twitch stream in order to have something to edit for the podcast later.
We're talking about recording and twitching.
Only none of the dead bodies you've encountered have been twitching. They've all been dead for a few days, from what you've seen. And you do pass a few more on your way to find this raven. Does anyone follow Bryn, or do you just let the halfling run off into the
fog? I'm going to follow her, just in Bryn. Case.
Probably because, a good plan.
Yeah, that is a plan that, as the DM, I would let you do.
I follow as well. If you guys want to come get me, because I'm still at the cart, get me out.
We'll yell
to the cart and cast message to Eric. Follow us.
Where are the kids?
Sitting in the cart.
Who's watching the kids?
Me, I'm sure apparently. Nothing bad will happen from leaving the kids alone in the cart in a foggy town full of dead people.
I will watch them still.
Okay, good.
Okay, then I will, instead of saying follow us, I will say, we're going to check something out. We'll be back in a bit.
Okay, I will be at the ready, shield in hand.
Okay. Eric is the best babysitter.
I will be at the ready, shield in hand.
I think I'm the youngest of the group, and I'm the only one paying attention somehow. You all fail as adults, honestly.
As a point, Amara is still technically not really an adult.
Oh.
By elf standards.
Oh, well.
Still older than most, if not all of you.
I think all, actually. I think Amara's the oldest.
That's why Anka wouldn't have realized that then.
But I mean, Amara still has get off my lawn rights for everyone in the party.
I mean, she looks like she's 18, but she's far from it.
Although, actually, no. Matt's character might be older. I have to check his character sheet. How old is Ulfgar?
Ulfgar
is a century, but he is a dwarf.
Amara is 240.
I really don't know.
Oh, no, at 240, Amara's an adult.
Yeah, but she's the youngest. She's not really an adult.
Kick her out.
Well, yeah, it's a matter of scale, but whatever.
No, I mean, she's the youngest. She does. She was baby. She's not really an adult.
Ah, oh, I see. Youngest child, spoiled, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Where at that point, the parents are like, well, the others lived. You'll find your way.
Pretty much. You read my mark.
Yeah. Also, I'm from a family of three, which is not the largest that I've seen, but I was the firstborn.
I feel Bryn's like barely an adult.
My sense for Bryn is that regardless of the fact that she's barely an adult, she feels the need to adult a lot.
Yeah.
And then crashes hard for overexerting her ability to adult.
Yeah, pretty much. She kind of wants to do all of the things at once, and this results in her running off after whatever her priority is at the moment.
And unfortunately, ADD medication does not exist in this campaign setting. Would be useful for the next time I insert Kevin into the campaign. I miss Kevin. Moving on.
All right.
So, Bryn, it does not take a lot of effort to find the raven because it is in a very conspicuous location. It is standing on the roof, or sitting on the roof, rather, as a raven tends to do, of a particularly large structure, not on the edge of the town, but it's much larger than all the buildings that are nearby.
How large?
Like,
Is the raven more than 30 feet up?
No, it's about 20 feet up, but most of the buildings in this town are a single story tall. This building is about 50 feet wide, with a set of double doors in the middle of it, of the wall that's facing the street.
So is it a church or a town hall?
It doesn't really give you a vibe for being either of those things.
Weird.
Also, the sign on the front that says that it is a bookstore and has various offerings for all of your scribing needs tells you that it's probably not either of those things.
Oh, wow.
It feels very out of place with all the local architecture.
That's weird.
Now, it's been here for a while. It looks not run down, but there's just enough wear and tear to the building that this is not a new thing. It was built differently from everything else. And the Raven's just sort of up there looking down at you. It calls again.
Looks up at the Raven. Go ahead.
I just asked if the door was open.
You've been following, so you can check, but the door is not like hanging open.
No, but is it unlocked?
It appears to currently be locked.
All right. While Bryn is talking, I will set into unlocking.
Okay. That's going to take a sleight of hand check, of course.
I'm going to take 10.
I'm sorry?
Is that a thing in this edition?
I don't think I heard what you were saying.
That's something I said.
I'm going to take 10.
As you level up Rogue, you will be able to get the reliable trait, which means that anytime you need to roll and you roll lower than 10, you'll just have a 10. But you can't just take 10, unfortunately.
Huh.
Reliable, by the way, is one of the things that makes higher level rogues completely broken. It is fantastic. So you counter a lock. Okay, I open it. You'll have to roll. I know. It doesn't matter. I'll open it. So while we're waiting on Ellie to make that sleight of hand check, Bryn, what do you do with the Raven? You told us while we were away for 5 minutes what you were planning
on doing.
Indeed
I did. Bryn is going to look up, and she is going to take a copper piece out of her spell component pouch, and she is going to cast Detect Thoughts on the Raven.
Okay. Give me a charisma saving throw.
I will do that.
You got this, Bryn.
16.
Okay. So, as I recall, you said that you were thinking that maybe this Raven could possibly be the familiar for a spellcaster. So you were going to detect thoughts to see if maybe you could get like some background radiation, so to speak, of whomever its master was.
Yeah, and to if it was currently in telepathic communication, maybe here.
Okay. Good news. Your suspicion was kind of, sort of, maybe correct. Bad news, not technically a spellcaster. More of a monarch.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
With a roll of 16 for your charisma saving throw, I will say that you are able to end your thought detection quickly enough that you hold on to your sanity.
It's the Raven Queen. I mean,
it's what?
The Raven Queen.
The Raven, has flown away.
Bird. Link. Oh, my head. Oh, ow.
Okay, so Raven bad, right?
What do the clerics know about the Raven Queen?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
That would be a religion check, because the Raven Queen has not been on Circulus incredibly long compared to, say, Amara's deity.
I've got an 18 on the dice, and religion is +3.
Okay.
Mine's is a 4 + 3, 17. One short.
Okay. Well, you're both over 15, and low-level adventures, I'm not going to have a lot of DC 20 checks. I mean, a few, but not a whole lot. So you both are somewhat aware of a deity known as the Raven Queen. She's kind of like a goddess of death, but not the let's make everyone into undead type goddess of death. Big fan of tragedies. Makes her home for the most, like a significant portion of her followers were in the Shadowfell. Although in the last decade or so, she's made herself be a bit more known on Circulus than she was before. 10 years ago, almost no one heard of the Raven Queen.
Enjoys the movie Othello.
Oh my
God. Takes long walks on the beach.
She really likes it when people rise and then have a tragic fall.
Mm. Oh my.
Yeah. Really big fan of hubris and pride going before something. I don't know.
So,
Oh, and by the way, while this is going on, Mizir, you hear a wonderful, delicious-sounding little click in the lock.
So the best sound in the world.
So what you're saying is a deity who only really appeared maybe 10 years ago is suddenly here following us?
Well, the Raven is, Link. Actually, what did I get before I pulled back, besides... Ow. And that it's the Raven Queen. Involved.
The Raven was here to keep an eye out for someone. Someone was coming. Otherwise, this town was really only here so that someone could find it. Whatever happened in here wasn't a big deal.
The Raven is here to keep an eye out for somebody. This was all for somebody's benefit. And I don't know who, but I don't think there's somebody we want to make friends with.
Have I heard all these descriptions?
I'm probably standing close enough to you, I would think.
Depends on how focused you are on that lock.
That's true.
Well, I'm asking Crash.
You've heard what they said out loud. So however much they want to reveal. You don't tend to hear a lot of clerics going around preaching about, hey, by the way, have you heard about someone else's personal lord and savior, the Raven Queen? Not mine, personally.
True.
Right. So
I hear the click.
Yep, and you know that this door is probably unlocked at this point if you just try the handle.
I try the handle.
It opens silently.
Put the crow and say, hello, darling, and walk inside.
What?
What did you say?
Hello, darling.
Do you say that to anyone in particular or just out loud?
Up to the crow.
Oh, the raven flew away.
Oh, the raven.
As soon as Bryn started freaking out, the raven flew away.
I missed that. Okay. Then I won't do it.
But the players now know things.
Right, yeah.
Interesting.
Okay. You have entered a bookshop. It is exactly what a fantasy bookshop would look like, with rows and rows of shelves filled with all kinds of books on a wide variety of topics, most of which have no business in a small town like this. There's a pretty good chance that this particular scribe's clientele tended to be out-of-towners going to and from other locations. You are less than a day's ride from the long road, assuming the bridge isn't washed out. So this wasn't too far out of the way if someone needed a good scribe.
I'm going to go ahead and search the place for traps and people.
Give me an investigation check.
I will encourage the clerics and wizards to search the place for spell.
Planned on it.
All right, I feel a little weird doing that, but I suppose whoever was here isn't using them anymore.
That's 16 for investigation.
I will join in with the searching.
I'm going to go search and see if they have like a cafe with like snacks for the kids.
Such a mom.
The only one momming out here today, you know?
In a corner, I believe the left corner of the bookstore, there is a small cafe with a lot of coffee flavors written on a blackboard behind the counter. And there's a glass countertop through which you see there's a toffee cake that they have and a few various sandwiches that look like they've been sitting there for a few days. You might not. I didn't want to interrupt. I love that that's the running gag. Okay. So, Amara, you unfortunately find books. Well, or fortunately, if you wanted to find books, you found books. They're on a wide variety of topics, none of which seem to particularly interest you, per se, unfortunately. Io, with a 12, you are pretty much in the same boat as Amara, but if you want to RP it this way, you've been slightly distracted because even though you broke concentration with the raven, you still feel like you're hearing whispers. They're very soft. You can't make out any words. Like, you think someone's talking from a long distance away, or maybe they're on Discord, but your connection is a little weak. Because someone needs to change the server to U.S. East from U.S. South. You can't make anything out.
Bryn is sort of trying to pretend she isn't hearing anything on the outside, but on the inside she's really trying to figure out what's going on.
Panic attacks are a free action.
Yeah.
Okay. Ellie. Sorry. Mazir. There is no Ellie, only Mazir. And also Ulfgar, with your rolls, both of which are over 15, with a 16 and 19 respectively, you quickly deduce that a shop like this in a town like this would probably have like the basic mundane stuff on the first floor, but it's obvious there's two floors. So you spend your time looking for and discover a staircase in the back.
Hey.
Excellent.
Now, the top floor is divided into like living quarters and business quarters. There's a variety of scrolls and whatnot behind glass cases. And a few books in the working area. In the living quarters, you find another dead body sitting in a chair. It is very clearly dead. It's not moving. It's not like, ah, so you have finally discovered my lab. No, it's dead.
Da, da, da.
It is sitting at a small writer's desk with a book on one of those little book holder things that's holding it up slightly with those little things that you can hold over to hold the page in place. The book Very is nice. Open and facing this person who is currently facing the door, but they're dead to the world and, well, just dead.
What was he reading when he passed away? Let's take a look.
Okay, so you go over and you read Explosive Runes.
Oh, no.
No, you don't. You don't. If it really was an explosive rune, it would have been expended through its use, and that would have been what killed him. By the
it's
way,
like
this
I've
guy,
seen this episode before.
This guy looks more like Indiana Jones in The Last Crusade when he chose poorly, but before he turns into bones and dust, like right before. Yeah. That's kind of like what this guy looks like.
Yeah. Very skeletal, mummified kind of bit.
Yes, exactly.
All right. I think it is time to do a detect magic spell. And let us see what trinkets we might find in here.
Okay.
So we will cast and see what we can dig up. See if we can turn up anything magical or any goodies that might be visible.
Okay.
Is there anyone alive in here except for...
There's apparently a small dog.
All right. Well.
It's probably Mutt.
Yeah,
probably
Mutt.
Mutt. It's, yeah.
I'm okay with this plan.
Looking for food. Poor thing.
Yes. So there's the architecture itself. There is a small, rather small, poorly furnished bed in the corner. There's the chair, there's a lectern, there's the tables. There are the bookcases themselves.
That is primarily where I want to start scanning with the detect magic.
Yeah, I'm listing all the things that aren't magical.
Magical, gotcha.
I've ended my list.
Ah. So nothing magical hiding in here.
No, no.
I'm listing all the things that aren't magical.
Yeah, oh, that was a shorter list.
Ah, gotcha.
Everything else radiates some level of magic.
Bryn, Amara, get up here.
Yeah.
I'm all right.
Coming.
Now I'm going to follow them up the stairs, having not found any pastries right. for the kids.
I can't remember how to pronounce Omra?
Mumra? The Everliving?
Something like that. The Jen's character.
Onka.
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 Yes. Sorry, I was muted. I was trying to pronounce the name. It didn't help if I was muted. Okay, so I'm going to follow upstairs.
Anything interesting? And
I will helpfully smash the glass cases with the hilt of my dagger.
Ulfgar will start pointing out anything that he saw with a magical aura. That.
So,
okay, that successfully lists about. Everything right. on one shelf. Then you move to shelf two.
Yes. This.
So, Mazir, you go to smash the glass for a case. Give me an attack roll.
I don't do well.
No. Roll 2d6. All right, you take 4 points of necrotic damage.
Ow.
Whoa.
No, not necrotic. I take that back. Force damage. You take force damage. I had necrotic damage on the brain due to... actually, that sounded bad. That sounded better in my head.
No, it did, yeah.
But it didn't sound good in my head. I was thinking of necrotic damage because we were talking about that earlier.
You for that, you
know? Anyway. No, it was force damage.
Okay.
Dungeons and Dragons, The Force Awakens.
It might be that because this is the floor with all the expensive stuff that things are warded properly.
Stupid wards. All right, I'll let you guys get them out.
How big is the case?
Well, they're floor-to-ceiling bookcases, and they each have, like, sliding glass doors
okay. on them. So can't just like, knock the thing over and have it work.
Yeah, they're the kind of doors, like, they're built into the walls. So, yeah, you can't pull them over. But they're the kind of sliding doors where you could open up one side or the other of the shelf, but not both at the same time.
I mean, I could try a spiritual weapon. I'm going to search the dead guy for keys.
Oh,
that's smart.
Okay.
That first.
So you walk over to the dead guy and give me either an arcana or religion check.
Rifles through his pockets for loose change.
They're equal, so it doesn't matter.
He's only mostly dead.
I'm pretty sure he's all dead. That's why I mentioned rifling through his pockets for loose change.
13.
Okay.
Oh, should I also roll arcana?
Well, it depends on what you're doing.
I'm going to try to investigate the magic. So, yes, probably.
You're going to have to narrow it down to something because everything on this building that isn't the building is magical.
Yeah. Ulfgar is right now trying to collect as many magic items as he can and put them in a sack.
Oh, yes, and they're all behind glass cases, so good luck with that right now.
Oh, I thought there was stuff loose.
Well,
oh, okay.
There's one thing in particular that's loose. It's the book on the writer's desk in front of the dead guy. His clothing is also magical. So technically that's loose too.
Okay.
It's rifle through his pockets looking for loose change, but also the pockets are magical.
I'm going to sit down and start casting Identify on the clothes.
Okay. I'm actually trying to look up the clothing. I've got it in a source book that's a third-party thing. So give me a second. Right. I'm doing that while we're doing everything else. But here's the deal, Mazir. As you are walking towards the guy to look at his pockets, your eyes keep looking away from him because you keep looking over at this book.
Huh. I'm going to reach out and close the book and look at what the title is.
It doesn't have a title.
All right. I'm going to stick it in my sack and carry on.
Okay.
Did we find any keys?
I don't know yet.
Is there a desk or something up here? Maybe the keys are in the desk.
He had a book on the writing desk or whatever.
Oh, yeah. But maybe there's a drawer in the desk that might have the keys.
I haven't been able to search him yet.
Yeah, let's search this area.
There are several drawers for this desk. In fact, there are three drawers on this desk.
Is the desk magical?
The desk itself...
I thought you said no
Give me an arcana check.
You're asking the wizard for an arcana check. Gotcha.
Yes, I am. And you know what? Earlier today, I had the monk/rogue make a dexterity save. So, you know, these things happen.
Yeah. These things happen.
He failed.
Yeah, he failed because the screen was rolled. He had a +9, a subsequent +5 because he was standing next to a high-level paladin.
Oh,
and
geez.
He failed because a 3 was rolled.
Oof. Well, I rolled a 14, and Arcana play goes to +6, so dirty 20.
Okay. So it's not so much that the desk is magical, but the drawers are warded somehow. There's an enchantment on them specifically.
Okay. What can we figure out? Can I figure out what the ward does? I am an abjuration specialist.
With a roll high, it's probably some type of protection magic similar to what hit Mazir when she decided to do the five-finger discount.
Yeah, or tried to... Well, I thought you tried to smash the door open.
Yeah.
Or did you try to...
Okay. Yeah, that's the first half of five-finger discount.
Mm. Okay, the other half is picking the lock. All right, so...
So smashing the desk is not going to help.
Nope. Mm. But we could try to... disarm it after a fashion. It is a magical trap. Trying to think. Unfortunately, I'm not skilled enough to do that sort of thing yet. Worst case, what we could do is I could try to discharge the ward and absorb it because I can take a lot of magical energy damage and basically make it not hurt me. The spells that I have. So think that's what I'm going to try to do. First thing up, I'm going to cast Mage Armor, and then I will try to open one of the drawers, top left, if that one is magical.
Okay.
And see
Should
if I
be
I
really
can...
mean and say that all three drawers are on the right?
Well, whatever.
It doesn't matter.
I know which ones are magical, yes.
Yeah, there's only three drawers, and they're all magical, and they're all one side. I don't care which side.
All right, well, I'll just choose the top drawer.
Good night, Tom. Be well. Okay, so you go to yank it open,
yep.
And roll 2d6.
Okay. That is an 8. I will attempt, depending on what it does to me, I may use my reaction to absorb the damage.
It's 8 points of force damage.
Well, that I can't absorb. I can. Well, I can depends. It depends. Would it count as magic missile?
It's not magic missile per se, no.
Okay. So how much was it?
8.
8? Okay. My arcane ward absorbs up to 12 points of damage, so I take none.
Okay.
Now, does the drawer actually open because of that? Or does it stay shut?
It stays shut.
Okay. All right, so that didn't work.
It worked exactly as intended.
Yeah. Well, it didn't work for us. Yeah. All right. We need a better way. Pulling regular strength isn't going to open this, and any attempt to force it is going to cause damage. So there's got to be a way to turn it off, either through key or through keywords. Unfortunately, the guy in the chair here probably knows what those are. He doesn't look like... Well, if he's absent-minded, he could have left notes, but I doubt it.
The notes are probably in the desk.
I'm gonna search him if I can.
Okay. You do find a ring with a single key on it. And I will say, based on your experience with the front door, you're fairly certain that this key fits that lock.
So nothing in here.
None of the cases or drawers that you have investigated have locks on them of a physical nature.
Yeah, they're all warded through magical whatever, spells or glyphs.
So here's a thought, and this may not be a good one, but if we set the desk on fire and the keys are inside it, they're metal. No, really, they're metal.
It always comes down to fire.
Then I can cast, you know, create water and put it out, and we have the keys.
I have an idea that doesn't involve burning down the building.
Well, all right.
Yeah, especially where there's a lot of books and paper. I don't think that's a good idea.
So, well, I can kind of control it. I can create water on top of it.
How is my identify on the clothes going?
If we rest for maybe 6 to 8 hours, I could prepare a dispel magic, possibly. Do I have that? No, I detect magic. Frack.
Yeah, we're not.
I have an idea.
Good save.
I don't like it.
Okay. What's your idea?
Will one of you please go back to the cart and relieve Eric and send him this way?
I point to the cart. Eric, I'm coming down to relieve you. You come up and help them.
Okay, I just work around my dance moves anyway.
Give me a performance check, Eric.
I wonder if I have a plus on that.
It'd be a charisma-based skill. And Bryn, an 18. Wonderful. Bryn, I have been listening to you. I'm still looking for the thing that it is. My bookmark fell out of the book.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
It didn't fall out under its own power. There is an orange furry creature who removed bookmark and then probably cast devour bookmark.
Oh, no.
Yes, in 2 to 3 days, I will encounter the bookmark again.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, it was a tiny scrap of post-it note. This thing happens.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
As soon as Eric gets up here, nobody's going to like this plan. I guarantee nobody's going to like this plan.
I would argue that the DM might enjoy the plan immensely.
I would also argue that Jen might like it. She did want to burn the building down.
Yes. And I want to burn the town down, actually.
And Eric, FYI, your dance moves were totally on point.
Oh, I can pop and lock with the best of them.
Yes. Peter was not showing any sign that he was scared anymore. He was enjoying it immensely. That's a separate role to know if he was laughing with you or at you. But you're assuming it was with you. Okay, Eric, you're there.
Eric.
Okay, guys, what do you want me to do?
Would you please cut off this corpse's hand?
What?
Oh.
I'm not done identifying yet.
You're identifying the robe, not the hand.
And I thought we took them off him.
No, he's still wearing the robe. No one said they take the robe off.
We're
going to pull up the sleeve of the robe. And Eric uses axe to cut.
Nah, I'm going to practice with my sword. We'll try it this way.
The new sword.
This robe is not listed under R for robe, and I'm upset.
Dang.
A nat 20.
Nice.
Hmm.
So here's the deal. The sleeve was kind of in the way, but you attack in such a way that you create a gust of wind that moves the sleeve up the arm just enough that it's out of the way for you.
I think I like the sword.
Good sword.
I use the hand to try to open the drawer.
It slides right open.
There we go.
Oh.
I would have also accepted just taking the guy's arm and putting the hand on the drawer and then pulling backwards.
I thought of that, but it felt... I have a strength of 9.
I have a short sword. I could have cut his hand off.
I got a strength of 15. I also got Mage Hand if anybody is squeamish about moving the hand.
I know you've got a short sword, but with rat breath gone, I think of Eric as the strong person in the party. So,
And I have no problem moving the body. Just tell me what you want to do. I don't care if it's dead, alive, the puddle of its own milk and gold.
There are many roads that lead to Rome, and this was one of them.
All right.
And this is not where I thought you were going to be going with it, and I'm okay with it.
So I'm going to let Ulfgar take over with Mage Hand.
Yeah, we'll have him open the desk drawers, and then we'll pry the cabinets.
Okay. Someday I'm going to find the stats for this robe. The scrolls are a wide variety of spells. Imagine if you had a list of all the level 1 spells that exist in Dungeons & Dragons. There's a scroll for that.
Woohoo! Oh.
Jackpot.
Cool.
You'll share those, right?
I think we'll share them. Yes, we'll share. Definitely share.
All right.
Yes, totally share. One for me, one for you.
Yeah,
two for you, one for me. Three for you, one, two, three for me.
I want to know when you show.
By the way, in the top desk drawer, there is a small book.
Yoink! Grab that.
Okay.
Let's check the cabinet.
It's not a published book. It's a handwritten book.
Gotcha. So it's probably a memoir or a diary.
It's a list of sales.
It could be.
The list of sales is the ledger that's in the second bookshelf. Drawer.
Okay.
Well, that could potentially be useful, but I doubt it.
lot of zeros.
Yeah, a lot of zeros. Ulfgar will begin to open the little book and take a look, and hopefully it's written in common and he can read it.
It most certainly is written in common, and you can read it.
Yay.
Did anyone look in the third drawer?
Well, that's next.
Okay. So the beginning of it is exactly what you would expect from a scribe who has a slightly out-of-the-way shop. And doesn't get out much. It's incredibly dry and boring for most individuals. You can tell even just by looking at the handwriting as you get closer to the last entry that is becoming a bit more frantic and scratchy and not necessarily staying in nice, neat lines, that he's getting a bit more obsessed about things. frequent mention of secrets. And sharing secrets, or secrets shouldn't be shared. He's kind of wishy-washy on the subject. There's a few lines of text that you've seen before from inside that one building.
Mm-hmm.
There's like one spot where for the full page, he just writes, the forest will drown, the forest will drown, the forest will drown, the forest will drown, over and over again on one page. But there's no context on the pages preceding or following it that have anything to do with forests or drowning.
Yeah. Very strange. Very strange. Clearly something good.
Well, the entries stop abruptly. Go figure.
Yeah. Probably died.
Arg.
Yeah. Arg.
Yes. He was dictating. Probably.
All right. So let us take a look at the third drawer, see what is contained within.
You find a small
in the third
bag.
Drawer of my desk, I have hidden my treasure. It can only be opened by the hand of my partner.
No, I think this guy worked alone, but I get the gist.
Yeah, you find a bag.
Oh, hello.
It's bigger on the inside.
Oh, yay.
And it's painted blue.
Blue? All right.
Bag well, it's blue fabric.
Blue fabric.
Now, is it a haversack or is it a full-blown bag you're holding?
It's a bag.
It's nice. A bag. All right.
A haversack would be too big for the drawer.
Yeah.
The drawer itself is not bigger on the inside, only the bag of holding.
All right, All right, well, there we go.
And a quick peek inside, you see the glint of gold.
Cha-ching.
Oh, my.
I'm tempted to dump it out, but not yet. Let's check this out later.
I can carry that if you'd like.
The bag of gold? Sure, why not?
Well, I'm more interested. Now, hold on. Are you going to trust the rogue? You should probably give it to, like, the 12-year-old girl.
Actually, I'll give it to Onka.
Okay.
That's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, the mom of the party is probably one of the best people to give it to.
Mm-hmm. My character's become the mom of the party in two campaigns now.
Give it to one of the holy women. That's a better plan.
Yeah, good idea.
Excuse me. In the meantime, we'll... No, the cases had the spells, right? The desk right. just had... Well, okay, so the cases yeah. are fine. Okay, yeah. so we don't have to check those again. I thought for some reason the spells were somewhere else. All right.
And there might be some scrolls that are of high-level stuff, but... You're kind of sort of doing one step up from a smash and grab, so you haven't looked at all of them. In my head canon, I don't imagine that you're going to sit down cross-legged on the floor and go and look at each scroll and say, this one is detect magic. Okay, let's file that away. Right. This one is cure like
wounds. Grab a bunch of them.
We're going to file this away.
Yeah.
This one is wish. We're going to file that away.
Yes. We're going to grab as many as we can. And, you know, like you said, we'll just grab a bunch quickly, and we'll worry about sorting them out later.
Okay.
It's not like you don't have a bag of holding.
Yeah, so, exactly. Who's outside?
Me.
Okay. Give me a perception check.
Okay. Natural 20, plus 4.
Okay.
No, it's plus 6.
Fantastic. We're going to resolve that very shortly.
Oh, God.
Bryn?
Yes?
You know those whispers that you're kind of trying to not show that you're listening to?
Yeah.
So it's just been sort of background noise. And with the excitement of finding all of these scrolls, you sort of not really, like you've been distracted a little bit from them, which was a blessing, until they start being words again.
Uh-oh.
They belong to me.
The scrolls?
So everyone else in the room just hears Bryn say the scrolls. And
we got a whole bunch.
Amara.
Mm-hmm.
Remember earlier when there were dark shapes looming out of the fog and it was all spooky looking, but it was just trees?
Mm-hmm.
Trees don't glide towards you about a foot off the ground.
No.
From two different directions the same time. Join us.
Is that... Which one of us is that to?
Both of you. And that's where we're going to end it tonight.
Oh, no. Something's about to happen, man.
My favorite thing about these games is that they always end on a cheerful note.
No. We've ended a few on a cheerful note.
I mean, we did kill an ancient green dragon once.
Yeah, and I'm fairly certain that we ended the Pack Tactics game earlier today on a laugh track.
Didn't I burn down a building?
No, that was at the start of... That was at the end last week's session and the beginning of this week's. And in your defense, the white dragon destroyed most of the building anyway.
I was just finishing the job.
No, you kind of started it.
Yeah. But you had a good reason.
At least I finished it.
For a while, the circular roof on top of the tower portion of the building was being worn by the white dragon as a jaunty hat. That was on fire.
Sweet.
Yes. And then you brutally killed it. Okay, so by the way, Bryn, the cloak is kind of sort of alive.
Oh, no. Kind of
sort of what?
Yeah. It's alive? Well, it's a magical construct. It's called an empty cloak.
So kind of like Doctor Strange, then.
That's what I was thinking.
Maybe sort of. Yeah. It's a thing. And I will give you more information about that in between game sessions. But it doesn't go out and attack you. There are other things for that. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. We've been joined by some fantastic people. Our players tonight have been Chris, Ellie, Eo, Jen, Eric, Matt, and Tom had to leave early, but... He was here, too. So, this was fun. Anyone have something to plug before we go?
My mom writes books. You can find them at elizabeth-mccoy.com.
I run a social media networking website. You can find it at elekk.xyz.
I do a World of Warcraft podcast. You can find us at Azeroth C. bookofdc.com. New episode should be out tomorrow or Sundays. There are Sundays.
My website is Book of Gen at bookofgen.net. It's got two podcasts. One of them is about Diablo 3 and the other is me reading pieces of my writing. There's also a ton of other blogs of various gaming and non-gaming topics on there, and that's bookofgen.net.
I will probably be coming back with another podcast. I haven't done one in a while. I want to do one. I'm still kind of going through the steps on what I want to do. But once it gets up, it'll be announced. You can catch me on Twitter at Synergy007.
And that was Eric, in case you didn't know, without the accent.
That's what it is.
All right. So, until next time, have fun, and maybe don't cut off the hands of corpses to loot their stuff, because they might not appreciate that.
And join the Raven Queen. Bye.